This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Let's check the starting lineup for the Pawnee Indians, coached by Chris Henneman. Again, a record of 4-2. Andy Hamilton will be leading things off. He'll be taking care of the pitching duties today. Connor Henneman will be taking care of the DH duties, and he'll be batting in the number two spot, hitting for the shortstop, Nick Ellis. Jack Bland hits third. He'll be at third base. Jack Crotteville, imagine that, Crotteville doing the catching today for Pawnee. Jack is batting in the cleanup spot. Cole Bland hits in the number five spot. He'll be in center field. Zach Specht hits in the number six spot. He'll be in right field. Ethan Clark hits seventh. He'll be in left field. Trevor Drannan will hit number eight. He'll be at first base, and Zach Fisher hits ninth, and he'll be at second base. So it's Hamilton, Henneman batting for Ellis, Bland, Crotteville, Bland, Specht, Clark, Drannan, and Fisher for the Pawnee Indians. And defensively for Morrisonville, it's Adam Deal on the hill, the right-hander. He had a big game the other night, striking out 18 batters. His battery mate is Evan Hopper. Andrew Skinner's at third. Tanner Milberg at short. Sean Goble at second. Devin Brown at first. Braden Lush in left. Dave Pitchford in center. And Sam Herman in right field. And the first pitch of the ball game from Deal is a fastball right down the heart of the plate for a called strike one. And that's how this ball game gets underway.
Deal's got a plus fastball. It's really a lively fastball, too. A little bit of tail on that thing, Terry.
Next pitch is a little bit high, and it's one ball, one strike. The head coach for Morrisonville, Mark Farrell, assisted by Josh Stone and Bob Montgomery. And here's the 1-1 pitch, and there's a called strike. Andy Hamilton is a senior, a right-handed hitter, leading off for Pawnee. Deal working quickly ahead in the count. Here comes the pitch, a breaking pitch, and see you later.
It's a good slider, isn't it, Terry?
Oh, that is. That was a dandy.
A lot of down action on that pitch. It freezes the batter. His knees buckled on that one.
And the batter will be Connor Henneman, the designated hitter. He's a right-handed hitter. He's a freshman. So one out, nobody on. Here in the top of the first inning. Hope you're enjoying our broadcast this evening. Here's a called strike as Deal looks to be on his game here this evening. Jack Bland waiting on deck for Pawnee. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one is shot into center field, and that's down for a base hit in front of Dave Pitchford. So a one-out single for Henneman, and Bland will come to the plate. Jack's a junior, a right-handed hitter. And he looks like if he gets his arms extended, he could send the ball over the fence.
He's a well-built young man.
So Pawnee with a runner at first, and one out. Deal will work from the stretch. Check on the runner. The pitch is a ground ball. Could be two. Grabbed by the shortstop, Milberg. Throw his first base.
Beautiful.
Double play.
Beautiful. Unassisted. That ball was hit right back up the middle. Milberg was near the bag. Easy throw to first.
So it ends up being a 1-2-3 inning for Pawnee. After a half inning, it's Pawnee nothing. And Morrisonville coming to bat. Barry Tone, along with Lance Click, back at Morrisonville High School. Let's check the batting order for Morrisonville. Tanner Milberg will lead things off. He'll be followed by Adam Deal and then Dave Pitchford. Hitting in the cleanup spot will be Evan Hopper. Sean Goble will take care of batting fifth. Andrew Skinner sixth. The DH, Blake Delaney, hits in the seventh spot. Braden Lush hits eighth. And Sam Herman hits in the number nine spot. Andy Hamilton on the hill for Pawnee, the right-hander. He's pitching to Jack Crotteville around the infield. A couple of the Bland, or one of the Bland boys. We've got Jack Bland at third, Nick Ellis at short, Zach Fisher at second, Trevor Drannan at first, Ethan Clark is in left, Cole Bland in center, and Zach Specht is in right field. So here we go, with Tanner Milberg getting ready to lead things off for Morrisonville. Of course, Morrisonville and Lincoln Wood doing the co-op thing here. And so a lot of these names we saw playing together basketball at Lincoln Wood this past winter.
It's been a good co-op.
Yeah.
The kids have gotten along great. The community seemed like they pulled together with this baseball bunch. It's been a good combination, Terry.
And I think the kids have really enjoyed themselves, it seems like. A lot of positive feedback when you talk to the youngsters about playing in a co-op program. And, of course, it's about keeping the program alive and well, and and keeping the school districts going. So
you got plenty of numbers. You can play basically two full schedules, you know, a red and a gray, you know, squad. So it really works out good. The kids get a lot of playing time out of this.
You know, and when you're able to play extra games with the, you know, the underclassmen, and boy, that just helps the program tremendously.
Immensely.
Well, here's Tanner Milberg, the senior shortstop, stepping in from the right side. He started that double play to end the top half of the first inning. And Hendy Hamilton ready to go to work. The right-hander winds and fires in the first pitch of the game for Hendy as a called strike.
A lot of life on that fastball, Terry. That thing tailed a lot towards Tanner.
And the way these guys are throwing, this may be about a one-hour ball game tonight. One strike to count to Milberg. The next pitch is a breaking pitch outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Adam Deal to follow, and then Dade Pitchford. You sat in a few of these cold dugouts over the years.
Yeah, the secret is layers.
Yeah. Next pitch, a called strike right at the knees. That was a dandy fastball. And Hamilton put it right where he wanted it.
That's almost got like a two-seam action on that, Terry, the way that ball's tailing.
One ball, two strikes to count to Milberg. The next pitch is a breaking pitch outside, and the count evens up to 2-2.
Let's see if he follows suit here. He threw a fastball, breaking pitch, mm-hmm. fastball, breaking pitch. So I'm guessing fastball here.
That's what I'm betting, and I'm not a betting man. But Milberg chokes up. And the pitch to Dade Pitchford is low and away, and down to second base goes Adam Deal. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes on Dade Pitchford. While we are away, Adam Deal hit a hard hit ball to the shortstop Ellis, who booted the ball. So that's how he got on board. He's down at second base now with one out and a 2-2 count on Dade Pitchford. Working from the stretch, Hamilton looks in for the sign and now time call by the home plate umpire. So the Mohawks are trying to make some noise here in the bottom half of the first inning. They have a runner in scoring position. Here's Hamilton to the stretch, checks Deal out at second, and the pitch is a foul at the plate. And the count remains two balls, two strikes. Had a little hitch in the get along there. Somebody shut down the power. That happens once in a while.
We've paid our bills.
I know. Yeah. That happens. It happens at the most inopportune times, but it happens. Two balls and two strikes on Dade Pitchford. Check on the runner at second. Second baseman's trying to keep him close. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Pitchford is down strikes. First strike out of the day for Hamilton. That makes it two down in the inning, and the batter will be the cleanup hitter, Evan Hopper, a Morrisonville catcher.
Hamilton's got his fastball breaking into the right-handers, and that little slurve that he's throwing is breaking away. It's a tough day to get a read on that. He's throwing it out the same arm angle.
Here's a pitch to Evan. Another look back to the base runner, and now time called again by the home plate umpire.
Very deliberate.
Mm-hmm. Well, there goes my one-hour theory for the baseball game this afternoon. Hopper's a sophomore, right-handed hitter, hitting in the cleanup spot for Morrisonville. One on, two out, bottom of the first, no score. Breaking pitch outside to Hopper for ball one. We've got nothing but blue skies here in the wind has kind of died down. It's actually a comfortable afternoon. Deal's dancing around down at second base for Morrisonville. Hamilton to the stretch. Checks again. Here's the pitch. And Hopper takes a called strike. One ball, one strike. Sean Goble waiting on deck for the Mohawks.
The Pawnee second baseman, Zach Fisher, is trying to keep him close over there. Not wanting to get too big of a lead towards third here, Terry.
Hopper might shoot a ball right through him. This pitch gets away from the catcher, and Deal's going to move his way up to third base. And the count goes to two balls and a strike now on Evan Hopper. So now the Mohawks have a base runner just 90 feet away from scoring.
A lot more options to get this guy home from there, Terry.
Two outs. Still going to take putting the ball into play, more than likely. There's a stretch and the pitch. And a ball pulled foul. That was a rocket. So fast that Josh Stone, the coach down at third base, didn't even see it.
Almost took his socks off.
I'm telling you. They're going to have to administer oxygen to the man down there, I'm telling you. It's going to get back to him, you know. Two balls and two strikes to count on Evan Hopper. Evan's trying to do something with two outs here and put the Mohawks ahead. And now Hamilton. Again, doing the Jeff Suppan thing. It's kind of slowing things down. 2-2 the count on Hopper. Hamilton to the stretch and the pitch. That one didn't miss by much.
Oh, Hopper's got the guts of a cat burglar on that one. That was a tough one to take.
Boy. Swing if it's close. It was close, and he laid off of it. And the count is full on Evan Hopper. So here's the 3-2 payoff pitch. Popped up. Right side. Drifting into foul territory. The first baseman, Fisher, makes the call and makes the catch. And that ends the inning. In the inning, no runs. No hits, an error, a base runner left stranded. We played one inning here at Morrisonville. It's Morrisonville nothing, Pawnee nothing. Second inning action is coming up. Top of the second inning, no score. Jack Crotterville, Cole Bland, Zach Specht due up. 4, 5, and 6 batters for the Pawnee Indians. As Adam Deal goes back to the hill for his second inning of work, he struck out one in the first inning. And then the nifty 6-3 double play. Into the Pawnee first inning. And here comes Jack Crotterville. Boy, kind of reminds you of his dad, doesn't he?
Catching is genetic, Terry.
Yeah.
It's genetic.
And he's a big dude, too.
Yes, he is.
Jack Crotterville, son of Principal Tim Crotterville, who had such an outstanding career at Monolith High School when he played. And he takes ball one inside. Here's the next pitch from Deal, a swing and a miss at a fastball, and Crotterville couldn't catch up to it, and it's one ball, one strike. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Next pitch is a called strike. That caught the corner, and it's one ball, two strikes. And, of course, we'll have a podcast of this game up on our website, WSMIRadio.com. Here's the next pitch, and this one's fouled off to the right side. And, by the way, if you've tuned in on the Internet, we welcome you through our friends at Network One Sports. One ball, two strikes to count. The Pawnee catcher, Jack Crotterville, is swinging a miss on a curveball and a throw down to first. So K-2-3 for the putout. Second strikeout of the day for Adam Deal. And the batter will be Cole Bland.
That curveball had a lot of depth on it, Terry. That one changed about 18 inches.
Bland's a senior. He's playing center field today. So one out, nobody on, no score. We're in the top of the second inning, and a swing and a miss at a breaking pitch for strike one. Deal is dealing. Pardon the pun. But he is. There's pitch fouled off to the right side. They're just not able to catch up with this fastball. And it's two strikes on Cole Bland. Kind of figured this might be a pretty good ballgame with the rivalry between these schools.
Two quality pitchers.
Yeah. And the programs that have been good over the years. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss on a curveball into the dirt. Throw to first base. Out. And another strikeout. That's the third of the day for Adam Deal. Two down, and the batter is Zach Specht.
That slider looks to the batter like that thing's coming right down the middle of the plate. And then that late-breaking action. Adios.
And people say, well, can't you lay off of it? No, because you've got to make the decision to swing or not swing. And by the time it starts breaking, it's too late. Foul off to the right side for Zach Specht for strike one. Zach's a junior, right-handed hitter. No score. We're in the top of the second inning. Two down and nobody on for Pawnee. Here's the next pitch from Deal. This one's outside.
He swung.
He did. And it's 0-2.
Another slider breaking away into that outside box.
The Deal's trying to send the Indians down in order. Breaking pitch. See you later. Three strikeouts in the inning. Four for the ball game. We played an inning and a half here at Morrisonville High School Baseball here on FM 106. After an inning and a half, it's Pawnee nothing, Morrisonville nothing. More baseball coming up in just a moment. Terry Toll, Lance Glick back at Morrisonville. We go to the home half of the second inning. Scoreless ball game. It'll be Sean Goble, Andrew Skinner, and Blake Delaney. The 5, 6, and 7 batters due up for Morrisonville. And Hendy Hamilton back to the mound for Pawnee. And the first pitch is popped up. It's going to probably drift close to the fence and probably go out of play. And it does. Strike one, the count on Goble. John's a sophomore, right-handed hitter. I thought Sean had a good basketball season this year for the,
very good season.
For the Lancers.
Yes, he did.
Sophomore.
Future looks bright.
His future does look bright. Indeed. Right-handed hitter steps back in with a one-strike count. Hamilton gets a sign and delivers a breaking pitch, call a strike. You know, it's fun to watch pitchers like this. It's what makes baseball great.
Pitching's always been kind of my thing, Terry. Yeah. I really enjoy this, too. This is great.
0-2 pitch is grounded to the third baseman, picked there by Jack Bland. Long throw, off the mark, and safe at first base.
That throw sailed a little bit on Bland, and it just got a little bit higher than what the first baseman could reach.
So E5 on the play, so Goble's aboard, and the batter is Andrew Skinner. Andrew's the third baseman. He's a junior, right-handed hitter. So the Mohawks trying to make some noise here in the home half of the second inning. It's a scoreless ball game. Hamilton for Pawnee working from the stretch. Checks the runner at first. Short lead by Goble. Here's the pitch, and this one is low for ball one.
Skinner was one of the favorite freshmen that I ever worked with. That kid, anything you ask him to do, any little adjustment you want him to make, he'd die trying, Terry.
Yeah.
I loved
him.
He was a good kid.
Here's the next pitch. This one is grounded to the shortstop through the hole for a base hit. And Morsonville has runners at first and second and nobody out.
The key for Morsonville here is that they're hitting fastballs. They're laying off that curveball that Hamilton's throwing. They're laying back and they're nailing that fastball when they get it.
That's the first hit of the day for Morsonville. And here's the DH, Blake Delaney. He's a senior right-handed hitter. Some runners at first and second and nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Hamilton. From the stretch, the pitch. This one is foul, backing out of play. Strike one. Well, coming up on Thursday, we'll have softball on the radio. Lincolnwood at Hillsboro.
Lincolnwood at Hillsboro. That'll be a good match.
Toppers are off to a terrific start this season.
They are.
Kai Hanner is doing her thing again on the mound for Hillsboro. Here's the 0-1 pitch. I swing and miss a curveball. And that's strike two.
He slowed that curveball down a few miles an hour. That was a slow one there.
Yeah, he could have swung the bat around twice on that one. 0-2 the count on Delaney. Hamilton needs the strikeout, and he gets it. A called third strike, and Delaney's down on strikes. Second strikeout of the day for Hendy Hamilton. So it's 2-1-1 out now for Morsonville, and here's Braden Lush, the left fielder. He's a sophomore, right-handed hitter. Down at second base is Goble. Skinner's on at first. No score. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Old Glory with a little bit of a flutter out there in center field, blowing straight out. Now a step off by the pitcher Hamilton. Just to get the runners back, and sometimes that's the best thing to do, just step off.
Kind of a good move, too, to see if the batter is bunting, trying to sacrifice him up a base here, too.
You're dealing with the number 8 hitter in the lineup. Here's a pitch to Braden Lush from Hamilton, and he swings in a little number into right field that is going to be caught by the right fielder. They're going to try and devil off the runner at second and not able to do so. So Zach Specht retires Braden Lush. And the batter is Sam Herman. Sam steps in with two on and two out. He's the right fielder, a sophomore, right-handed hitter. The Mohawks have an opportunity here in the bottom of the second. The Hamilton, one out away from getting out of a jam. For Pawnee. Check on the runner, check again, and now time called by the home plate umpire.
Almost like watching pro baseball with all these timeouts.
Just about. Except we don't have to keep track of the mound visits, do we?
No pitch clock yet.
No pitch clock yet. That's good. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch misses outside to Herman for ball one. Top of the batting order, Tanner Milberg waiting on deck for Morrisonville. Runners lead away at first and second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Herman grounds this one to the third baseman, who grabs and steps on the third base bag to end the inning. In the inning, no runs, a hit, two left stranded. We played two innings here at Morrisonville. After two, Pawnee nothing. Morrisonville nothing. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, we go to the top of the third inning. No score between Pawnee and Morrisonville. Man, I'm telling you the truth. We'll get into that later. Adam Deal back to the hill for Morrisonville. He has struck out four batters thus far. Scoreless ball game. Bottom three in the batting order. Clark, Drennan, and Fisher due up for the Pawnee Indians. And the first pitch to Ethan Clark is up high for ball one. Ethan's a senior. He's playing left field today. Right-handed hitter. Deal gets a sign and delivers. And there's a called strike with a fastball.
Really impressive today that that both pitchers have been able to control their off-speed pitches as well as they have with the temperatures the way they are.
Here's the next pitch, and ooh, that one fouled off and was coming in right at the noggin.
That ball went off the barrel of the bat and went right off the helmet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
They're going to have to change helmets. So, fortunately, Ethan is all right. Ethan Clark talking to his coach now. So it hit the bat, and then it deflected off the helmet.
Yep, he squared up to bunt, and that fastball rode inside on him, and it went right off the barrel of the bat and right off the top of the helmet.
So the count now, one ball, two strikes on Ethan Clark. Deal lines and fires, and a ground ball to the shortstop, booted, picked up by Tanner Milberg. The throw is in time. Tanner didn't panic. He just stayed with it.
He had the peace of mind on that to pick that ball up barehanded,
yeah.
Not go from the glove to the hand transfer on that. Well done by Tanner.
Trevor Drennan is the batter. Trevor is the first baseman. He's a sophomore, right-handed hitter. We're in the top of the third, no score. Pawnee has one out, nobody on. Here's the pitch from Morrisonville's Adam Deal up high for ball one. Zach Fisher waiting on deck for Pawnee. Here's the next delivery from Deal. This one's outside. One ball, one strike. Literally, over the years, between Morrisonville, Lincolnwood, Pawnee, those have been the teams in the MSN that have traditionally
dominated
the conference. There's a foul back to the screen, and it's one ball, two strikes.
If they did coaches' polls, I'm sure those three teams would be at the top of the polls almost every year.
Yeah, yeah.
Some permutation of those three.
Yeah. That's why they make such great rivalries when they get on the diamond. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, a breaking pitch, misses up high, and it's 2-2. How many pitches has he thrown today?
He's only thrown 26.
I was going to say, he hasn't thrown many.
That double play ball, the first inning, helped him out of the load.
Next pitch sails inside, and that's ball four.
One of those borderline.
Okay.
Doug went the other way with it.
I guess so. So a walk, that's the first given up by Deal. So Pawnee has a base runner with one down. And the number nine hitter, Zach Fisher, stepping in from the left side.
Let's see if he's swinging or sacrificing the game around there for the leadoff guy.
Here's the pitch outside and gets away from Hopper, but Evan hops on top of it and gets it back to Deal. Ball one to count on Fisher.
No sign of a bunt on that attempt.
Mm-mm. It wouldn't be the first time Chris Hanneman never flashed a bunt sign on the first pitch.
He holds his cards pretty close to the vest.
Uh-huh. Throw to first base. The runner is back safely. So a one-out walk issued to Drennan. And Fisher is the batter. Here's the pitch. Now he squares the bunt. Pulls back. The throw to first base. They have the runner picked off. The throw to second base. Save! He got in underneath. A tag and a stolen base for Drennan.
That is probably what happened on that. The runner broke off the base on the bunt attempt, and then he got out of no man's land. Hopper threw behind the runner instead of running at the runner and forced him to go one direction from the other.
So a runner at second base now. 2-0 the count on Fisher. Deal in a bit of a pickle. Here's the pitch. The bunt attempt is fouled at the plate for strike one. 2-1 the count on Zach Fisher. Top of the batting order. Andy Hamilton waiting on deck. The folks here enjoying the sunshine this afternoon.
I don't see many people wearing tank tops or shorts, but
no.
They do seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah. Tank top and shorts are probably about 3 or 4 weeks away. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Fisher. He swings and misses, and that evens up the count at 2-2. Renman is down at second base with one out. 2-2 the count to Fisher. He's got to protect the plate. Here's the pitch from Deal, and this one's up and away, and the count is full. Pawnee trying to make a little noise here in the top of the third inning with the bottom part of the batting order. Another 3-2 pitch on the way from Adam Deal. Here it comes. And that's ball four back to the screen. And the runner, the lead runner, moves down to third base.
Now we'll see what Chris puts on. Runners at first and third, less than two outs. There's a lot of different options on this, Terry, he can run.
Hamilton steps to the plate, a strikeout victim his first time up. So over at third base, you've got Granman. You've got Fisher at first. Hamilton, the batter, at the plate for the Pawnee Indians. The runners will lead away. Deal will work from the stretch. And now a step off towards third. And it was probably a one-step lead on the base runner at third base at that time. From the stretch, Deal is ready to work. Here is a pitch to Hamilton. He fouls it off to the right side for strike one.
Hamilton had a good cut on that fastball.
0-1 the count on Hamilton, the senior pitcher today for Pawnee. So the opposing pitchers are doing battle right now. A throw to first base and the runner back in safely.
He was getting a much bigger lead on that one, Terry.
He was having thoughts. Maybe swiping second base. There's the 0-1 pitch. The runner goes from first. Throw back to the pitcher, and they may have the runner at third caught off. Throw down to third, and he is out. The play worked for the Mohawks.
Well executed by the Mohawks right there. Runner was stealing second base. Hopper came up like he was going to gun that ball to second base and instead fired a strike to Deal.
Yep.
As soon as he fired that strike, that runner came down the line from third base and Deal had him stuck in the middle.
Yep.
Steelers wheel stuck in the middle with you.
There you go. That could be our Diamonds and Dogs play of ball game today.
Very well might.
Brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss by Hamilton. And the count is 1-2. Now two outs with a runner at second base for Pawnee.
Sometimes plays like that can be the turning point of a game, Terry.
Mm-hmm. Hamilton trying to pick up his teammate who was lost at third. 1-2. Here's the pitch, and now a step off by Deal back towards second base. Milberg is trying to keep the base runner close at his shortstop position. Here's the 1-2 pitch, curveball, see you later. Called strike three.
Dandy pitch, wow.
That is the fifth strikeout of the day for Adam Deal. So in the inning, no runs, a base runner left stranded. That's the first runner stranded by Pawnee today. We go to the home half of the third inning. It's Pawnee nothing, Morrisonville nothing. More baseball coming up on WSMI FM 106. High school baseball on WSMI FM 106 coming to you from Morrisonville. A scoreless ball game as we go to the bottom of the third inning, and it'll be the top of the batting order for Morrisonville, Tanner Milberg, Adam Deal, and Dade Pitchford. And the two pitchers are doing their thing today.
Anxious to see how Morrisonville adjusts here after their first turn through the lineup.
Milberg grounded out his first time up. Hamilton has struck out two today, walked none, and starts Milberg off with a breaking pitch that misses up high for ball one. Morrisonville 6-6 on the season, Pawnee 4-2. These two teams will be probably towards the top of the seedings when they come out here in about 3 weeks, as far as the regionals are concerned. Called strike on Tanner Milberg, it's 1-1. Here's the next pitch from Hamilton, a breaking pitch, check swing. And he laid off, and it's 2-1. Now they're going to ask for some help at first. And my buddy Vern Pinkston says, nope.
No soup for you.
That's right. Two balls and a strike on Tanner Milberg. Here's the next pitch. Tanner pops this one up out to the second baseman, Fisher. Zach, on the infield dirt, makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
He fought that sun a little bit on that ball, Terry, when that got up in the air. He's got his shades on. He's cool.
The sun field is really left field here at this ballpark.
Yes, it is.
There's an abundance of sunshine. We're just not used to it. Breaking pitch to Adam Deal is outside for ball one. Adam reached on an error his first time up. Senior's a right-handed hitter. Open batting stance. There's the pitch. Fastball. Misses outside. And it's 2-0.
When Mr. Hamilton throws his fastball, he can almost get a backdoor action and get that thing to come over the outside of the plate.
Now a swing and a miss by Deal, and it's 2-1. Jack Plans at third. Nick Ellis is at short. Zach Fisher at second. Trevor Drennan at first. Ethan Clark in left. Cole Bland in center. Zach Specht in right. And Jack Crotterville doing the catching today for Pawnee. There's a swing and a miss at a great old breaking pitch, and it's 2-2 on Adam Deal. Here's the next delivery. Swing and a shot to the shortstop.
Oh.
And the shortstop, Ellis, went down to try to pick it and couldn't come up with it.
He tried to grab that ball on the short hop, and he had it in his glove, but it hit him in the heel, and it just popped straight up in the air.
So the second time of the day, on the day that Deal reaches on an error by the shortstop. That was a tough play, but one that probably the shortstop would admit he should have made. So the batter is Dade Pitchford, who pulls this one. Man, that's a rocket down the left field line, way foul. How many cars did that one hit?
Dade got that fastball in his eyes, and he could not wait. And that exploded on that ball.
Looked like a beach ball, didn't it?
Oh.
One strike to count to the junior center fielder for Morrisonville.
I bet he gets something soft here, Terry.
Mm. One on, one out for Morrisonville. We're in the bottom of the third. No score. Pawnee and Morrisonville doing battle. MSM conference play. These two teams will meet again on Thursday. In the MSM, you play Tuesday, and then you play again on Thursday. Here's the next pitch from Hamilton. The runner goes. The pitch is low. And down to second base is Deal.
I like the way the MSM sets up their conference games. You see one starting pitcher on that Tuesday. You see a different one on Thursday. You don't have one pitcher dominate all the way through the conference that way.
And it really is quite effective.
It really is.
It has worked well over the years. 1-1 the count to Pitchford. Deal down at second now with his lead. Here's the pitch. This one's up high. And it's 2-1. Evan Hopper waiting on deck for Morrisonville. Morrisonville with the gray pants, the red jerseys. Pawnee with the gray jerseys and white pants. 2-1 the count on Pitchford. Dade digs in. Hamilton is ready. Here's the pitch. There's a called strike.
Painted that outside corner again.
Two balls, two strikes on Dade Pitchford. Runner at second base, one down. Bottom of the third, no score. Hamilton takes a look at the runner at second. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Dade Pitchford. Breaking pitch misses inside, and the count is full.
Home plate umpire's got a good strike zone today.
Three balls, two strikes to Pitchford. Swing and a ground ball foul outside of third base. We'll do it again.
3-2 count. As a batter, you're going up in there, and of course you're set up to get a fastball and react in if you get a curveball or anything. I would say in high school, 90% of the time on a 3-2 count, you're going to see a fasty.
Yeah. Well, it's the easiest pitch to get over. You don't want to walk anybody. So here's a 3-2 pitch to Pitchford again, and this one's ball four outside on a breaking pitch. Gets away from the catcher, and down to third base goes Deal.
After I just talked about getting a fastball on 3-2, he heard me and threw the deuce.
Well, it's all about percentages. Sometimes you hit the percentage and sometimes you don't, you know? That's just the way it is.
Story of my life.
Chris Henneman's going to come out and talk to his hurler here. Now Morrisonville with runners at first and third. One out from the bottom of the third inning, and the cleanup hitter, Evan Hopper, is the batter due up.
Almost exactly the same scenario we saw with Pawnee the last inning with runners at first and third with one out.
I think more than anything, Coach Henneman here wants to just put a little reassurance, give a little reassurance to his pitcher and say, okay, now let's make sure we know what we're doing if the ball's hit to you.
You take care of business with the batter, you don't have to worry about those base
runners. That's right. That's right. And Hamilton has the ability to do that.
We've seen it today.
Yeah. So here's Evan Hopper. Evan popped out in foul territory his first time up, 0 for 1. The sophomore catcher steps in from the right side. Runners at the corners and one down for Morrisonville. Here's the pitch from Hamilton. The runner at first goes. The throw through, cut off. And it's second and third now for Morrisonville.
Pawnee ran a play there. They brought their shortstop in short. He caught the ball well ahead of second base, looking for that runner from third to break home. Morrisonville didn't bite.
So now runners at second and third, and here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit ball, picked by the third baseman. The throw will come home, and they've got Deal caught in a rundown. And run him all the way back to third, and they tag him out at third base.
Two runners at second.
And two runners at second, and this is trouble. And now Pitchford is tagged out. So it turns out to be a double play. Wow. Let's see how that one goes. We'll just put double play down for now. We can tell you that no runs, no hits, an error, a base runner left stranded.
I've got it, T. I've got it.
Okay.
That was a 5-2-5-4.
5-2-5-4, twin killing. Just like you draw it up on the chalkboard.
Oldest play in the book.
There you
Oldest play in the book.
Morrisonville has stranded four now through three innings. We've played three. Here at Morrisonville, it's Pawnee nothing. Morrisonville nothing. More baseball coming up in just a moment. Well, welcome to Bizarro World here at Morrisonville. We've seen some strange plays here today, but it's been a terrific ball game. It's scoreless as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Pawnee will have the 2, 3, and 4 batters due up. That's the DH, Connor Henneman, Jack Bland, and then Jack Crotterville. And Adam Deal back to work. Here we go. First pitch is a breaking pitch and a called strike to Connor Henneman. Henneman singled his first time up. He has the lone hit of the day for Arnie. Now he taps this one foul off to the right side, and the count is 0-2.
What was lost in that last play of the last inning was the play that Mr. Bland made down there at third base on that hard hit ball. That was an amazing pick.
Yeah, he could have very easily, with the sun staring straight in his face, had trouble with that. Here's a one hopper out to the shortstop. Tanner Milberg, throw to first is in time. And Henneman is retired 6-3 for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. And Jack Bland will step to the plate. With one down, nobody on, a scoreless ball game here in the top of the fourth inning. Jack grounded out to short his first time up. Adam Deal working into the fourth inning here for Morrisonville. He has struck out 5, walked 2. And a breaking pitch drops in for a called strike. That thing fell right off the table.
That's an absolute hammer. That is late break.
One to count to Bland. The next pitch, a swing and a miss on a breaking pitch. Quickly 0-2.
He wouldn't throw it three times in a row, would he?
He just might. If it's working like that, man, why wouldn't you? Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. And down on strikes is Bland, and that's a sixth strikeout of the day for Adam Deal.
He pitched Jack Bland absolutely backwards there. Two good curveballs that went high heat on number three. That was well done.
And Jack Crotterville will be the batter. Jack, a strikeout victim his first time up. That's with two down, nobody on. A scoreless ball game, top of the fourth inning. Pawnee at the plate. Crotterville, the catcher, a sophomore, right-handed hitter. First pitch is down low for ball one.
Before we get any further, I want to thank you for inviting me back this year.
Oh.
I absolutely love these games with you, T.
We have a blast. Next pitch is outside, and it's 2-0. And you're right. When we get together, we see bizarre things. We do. People wouldn't believe it. Here's the next pitch, curveball. That's a called strike. And it's 2-1.
2-0 curveball. You've got to have a lot of faith in that pitch.
And the next delivery to Crotteville just misses off the plate, and it's 3-1.
He works fast, doesn't he?
He does. Umpires tend to reward you if you do that. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen.
It's hard for the batter to get comfortable, too, when you're bringing one right after the other.
Fortunately, we don't need a pitch clock in this game. Although Hamilton has worked a lot slower at times than Deal has. Here's the pitch, fouled off to the right side again, and we'll do it again. 3-2 the count on Jack Crotteville. If he gets aboard, Cole Bland will be the batter. He's waiting on deck. Deal with the 3-2. Curveball, swing and a miss, and see you later.
Great pitch, 3-2.
Strikeout number 7 on the day for Adam Deal. Pawnee goes in order here in the top of the fourth inning. After 3.5, Pawnee nothing. Morrisonville nothing. More baseball coming up in just a moment. Carrie Tote, Lance Glick back at Morrisonville. Don't forget you can find podcasts of all of our high school sporting events on our website, WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them at your leisure, or you can download them for free. Like I say, it's a tin roof. It's on the house.
On the house.
Didn't cost you anything. And we get a lot of terrific comments from listeners who like to listen to those podcasts. Maybe they've been busy doing something else, and they get a chance to hear their kids or their grandkids, and they're there on the website. So please make use of it as much as possible. Well, back to the hill for Pawnee is Hendy Hamilton. He will face the 5, 6, and 7 batters in the Morrisonville lineup here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sean Goble, Andrew Skinner, and the DH Blake Delaney. Goble reached on an error his first time up, and he leads it off for the Mohawks. Right-handed hitter, sophomore. Here's a pitch from Hamilton. This one is down low for ball one. Just think, another month from now, we'll have the leaves on the trees and warmer temperatures and regional tournaments going on, and it'll be a great time of the year. There's a little one-hopper out to the shortstop. A throw to first base is in time. Good play out there by Nick Ellis, the shortstop. The ball just kind of looped in front of him. He made the clean pick and drew out Sean Goble, 6-3, for the first out here in the fourth inning.
That ball sailed out there like a dying quail on a pheasant hunt there. And boy, he made a nice short hop pick on that ball.
We will have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game at the end of the broadcast today. Brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs, the best double play combination in town. And guys, Mother's Day is about a month away. Don't be a doofus. Get in there and see Kathy at Diamonds and Dogs.
It's on the way.
Hey, and if you need help with your man's best friend, talk to Dennis about the Purina Pro Plan. Here's a foul at the plate. 1-1 on Andrew Skinner. Andrew got a base hit his first time up today. He has the lone hit from the Mohawks.
One hitter.
Yep. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a ground ball to third. That's through for a base hit. Two hits on the day for Andrew Skinner. Two hits on the day for the Mohawks. And the batter is Blake Delaney. Blake was a strikeout victim his first time up back in the second inning. So one on, one out, no score, bottom of the fourth. Morrisonville has the DH at the plate. Delaney is a senior, right-handed hitter. Hamilton from the stretch, the pitch. This one is inside for ball one.
Andrew's over there first base looking at his teammates saying, come on, fellas, I've got this figured out. I need to get you guys going,
just
too.
Just do what I do. Right? Just do what I do, man. 1-0 the count on Delaney. Here's the next pitch. This one is inside. Almost hit him. Gets away from the catcher and down to second base goes Skinner. And the count is 2-0 on Delaney.
Are you butting the third down, Terry, with one out?
I don't know. 2-0 count? I'd like to think that maybe you're going to get a fastball here.
I hope so.
Delaney digs in. Hamilton checks the runner. Here's the pitch, and that one hit him.
Well, he'd missed him on the previous two inside and high offerings, and then this one really bit and got him on the shoulder.
batter's Braden Lutz.
So Hamilton hits the batter, and that puts runners at first and second with one out. And we're going to have a courtesy runner. Gwynn is going to run for the DH, and that is
Delaney.
Austin Gwynn.
Austin.
Yeah. Austin Gwynn running at first base. So Braden Lush is the batter. A sophomore left fielder who flew out to right field his first time up. Morrisonville with runners at first and second. One out. No score. One run might do it today, folks. I'm telling you. Lush steps in from the right side. Runners have their lead. Hamilton checks. Here's the pitch. And a called strike. 0-1 on Lush. Sam Herman, the number 9 hitter, waiting on deck for Morrisonville. Lush digs in. Runners lead away. The 0-1 pitch from Hamilton. Here it comes. This one is down low. And it's one ball, one strike.
Pawnee holds the runner at second base with their second baseman. They think Morrisonville's going to pull the ball. Morrisonville holds that runner at second base with their shortstop because of deal speed and velocity. They think they're going to go oppo on him.
Swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Throw to second out. Throw to first base, not in time. So runners at the corners now.
That ball just wasn't hit hard enough to be a double play, Terry.
Yeah. So there's two down in the inning. The runners at first and third for Morrisonville. And the number 9 hitter, Sam Herman, is the batter. He reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. He bats with runners at the corners and two down. And no score in this ball game. Goose eggs on the scoreboard. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one.
Sam had some good swings that first at bat.
He's a tall right-handed hitter, sophomore. Hamilton checks the runners. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to left. Hit deep. Pitch and it is off the ball. One run scores. Two runs score. And the Mohawks have taken a 2-0 lead with a two-out double off the fence by the number 9 hitter, Sam Herman.
Sam got a high fastball, and he didn't miss it. He hit that thing right on the screws, Terry. Warmer weather, that might have cleared the green wall out there.
I think it might have. He tagged that baby. And Morrisonville now has a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Herman's down at second base, and now it's back to the top of the batting order with Tanner Milberg.
Good job, Sam.
Here's the pitch to Tanner. This one is blown away for ball one, and now the ball gets away on the throw back to the pitcher. And no advance by Herman from second base. Wow, did he tag that baby?
That was lighting in a bottle there.
That could be our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. I'm telling you right now.
We've got good candidates today.
Yes, we do. And now time called by the home plate umpire. And people say, you're kidding me, Diamonds and Dogs. I'm not kidding you, man. It's in Hillsborough. You got to go by and see it. Talk to them. They're wonderful people. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Milberg. Tanner takes a call of strike, and it's 1-1.
One-stop shop.
There you go. And they do, and Kathy does in-house repair on the jewelry side.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's hard to find in our area now.
It is. It is. One ball, one strike to Tanner Milberg. Hamilton checks Herman out at second base. Here's the pitch to Tanner. This one is inside. Gets away from the catcher momentarily, but no advance by the base runner. So Sam's the man today.
Sam's the man.
He drove home two, and Morrisonville has a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Adam Deal waiting on deck. Milberg awaits the 2-1 pitch from Hamilton. Here it comes. Breaking pitch misses up high. And the count is 3-1.
Mr. Hamilton's at 62 pitches for the game, and his percentage is still great. He just seems like this inning has just drug a little bit on him.
Here's the next pitch on 3-1 to Milberg. And Tanner shoots this one foul off to the right side. And the count is full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two runs home, a runner at second base for the Mohawks here in the bottom of the fourth. Hamilton looks into Crotterville for the sign and out time call by the home plate umpire. That was an absolute rocket off the bat of Sam Herman. All right, now we're ready. The 3-2 payoff pitch to Tanner Milberg from Hendy Hamilton. Here it comes, and Tanner hits a ground ball to the shortstop. Throw to first base in time, and the inning is over. But the Mohawks come up with two runs. They strand a base runner. They've left five on the day. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Your score, Morrisonville 2, Pawnee nothing. More baseball coming up in just a moment. Well, we've got a crooked number on the scoreboard. Morrisonville leading 2-0 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Pawnee will have Cole Bland, Zach Speck, and Ethan Clark due up.
Hey, bud. How we doing?
Doing well. I know my hands are cold, yes. It's tough to write with gloves. First pitch from Deal is a ball to Cole Bland, the strikeout victim his first time up. A hard hit ball, base hit into right field. That was just out of the reach of Sean Goble. And that is the second hit of the day for Pawnee. So the tying run will come to the plate in the person of Zach Specht.
Sitting here at the game with a celebrity with the likes of yourself, Terry, you know, we see a lot of the crowd come up here. And
well, it was a very nice evening last Saturday evening. You were there. I appreciate it. And Josh was there.
Boy, we had a good time. That was a
good
great event.
Good time. I appreciate the effort from all the folks that attended. Here's a pitch and a throw down to second base and out.
Great Hopper. Throw by Hopper. Wow.
Hopper guns down Cole Bland. The pitch was a called strike and it's 0-1 on Zach Speck. I'll tell you, it really wasn't close.
That exchange that Hopper, from the moment he caught the ball to the moment he got rid of it, that was cat-like quick, Terry. Yeah. That was fantastic.
So one down, nobody on. The pitch to Speck is fouled back to the screen, and it's quickly 0-2.
It'd be nice just to have a get-together like that every year, just to see everybody again.
Well, it was a lot of fun, yeah. People hadn't seen for a while, yeah. Here's the next pitch, a curveball misses. And it's one ball, two strikes. And the kindness and the generosity of people in our area was quite overwhelming, I must admit. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss and down on strikes is Speck. And that's strikeout number 8 for Adam Deal.
Deal has really got that slide piece working nice today. That he's throwing the fastball and the slider out of the same arm slot. Really, really confusing the Pawnee batters.
And Ethan Clark will step to the plate. Ethan grounded out to the shortstop his first time up and takes ball one up high. You know, we kind of joke about how chilly it is, but pitchers don't mind that sometimes because they're working on every play.
That's right. That's right. This weather really favors pitchers over hitters. If you don't get that thing on the sweet spot, Terry, you're feeling your hands for several moments later.
Yeah. Here's a 2-0 pitch. This one's a high fly ball into right field, out to Sam Herman. Sam makes the catch, and that ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Pawnee goes in order in the top of the fifth after 4.5. Morrisonville 2, Pawnee nothing. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Morrisonville with a 2-0 lead over Pawnee. It's 2, 3, and 4 batters due up. Adam Deal, Dade Pitchford, and Evan Hopper. Adam has reached twice on an error, both times by the shortstop, and he puts this one into left field for a base hit.
Starting to see a little bit of evidence that number one here for Pawnee, Hamilton, starting to tire just a bit.
Yeah, that pitch was up high. Deal just stroked it into left field for a leadoff single. That's the fourth hit of the day for Morrisonville. Here's Dade Pitchford. Dade has struck out and walked today and been part of a double play, one of the more bizarre double plays we've seen this year. And the first pitch is up and in for ball one. Big blow in the game was the two-out double by Sam Herman that drove home both runs last inning. Here's a pop-up up on the right side, going to drift out of play for strike one. One ball, one strike on Dade Pitchford, the junior center fielder for the Mohawks. Hopper waiting on deck for Morrisonville.
I think they had to convince that young fan that that wasn't a souvenir. That has to go back in the play.
Has to come back in, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Isn't that why you send freshmen out there to get it?
Usually that's the trick, yes.
Yeah. My ball. Give it back.
They have to ask the hard questions.
Yeah. The runner goes, swinging a ground ball to third. Picked there by Bland. The throw to first base is close, and Vern Pinkston, the first base umpire, rules him safe. He was asking for some help whether or not the tag was made prior to getting to the bag. And we're going to have an infield single for Dade Pitchford.
It was a long throw by the third baseman, and it pulled the first baseman off the bag, and he tried to swipe tag Mr. Pitchford as he ran through there.
And now Vern Pinkston's talking to Chris Henneman, the coach of Pawnee. So that discussion is over. And Morrisonville will have runners at first and second, and nobody out. And the cleanup hitter, Evan Hopper, at the plate. Evan has popped out in foul territory and reached on a fielder's choice.
I think after that last throw where Evan gunned that run around to second, he's going to have a good plate appearance here.
He digs in from the right side. He's only a sophomore. Here's a pitch. He squares to bunt and does foul off to the third base side for strike one. Well, the Mohawks were trying to move those runners into scoring position and try and add to that 2-0 lead. One strike to count on Evan Hopper. Sean Goebel waiting on deck for Morrisonville. And by the way, congratulations to Bob Montgomery for his induction into the Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame.
What a great honor.
What a terrific guy. Here's the pitch. Curveball is a swing and a foul. And it's two strikes on Evan Hopper. Bob has been doing this a long time, and he's been doing it well.
And with class.
With class. Yes. Good guy. He's one of the good guys you come
across.
He is
one of the dandies.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
0-2 the count to Hopper. Evan asks for time and receives it by the home plate umpire. Down at second base is Adam Deal. Dade Pitchford is on at first. Nobody out. A 2-0 lead for Morrisonville as the Mohawks bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They're trying to make some more noise here. 0-2 the count on Hopper. Pitch from Hamilton. Swinging a little tap right back to the pitcher. He looks to second, throws the first out, so that effectively becomes the same thing as a sacrifice, except Evan doesn't get credit for it.
Effective, though, nonetheless. He still has both runners in scoring position with less than two outs.
And Sean Goebel will be at the plate. Sean reached on an error, grounded out, 0-2 on the day. Runners at second and third now for Morrisonville with one down. And Goebel steps in from the right side. Hamilton checks the runners and delivers. And the first pitch is outside for ball one. I tend to agree with you, Lance. I think Mr. Hamilton's getting a little tired there.
Curveball's just not as sharp as it was, and that fastball doesn't have the same life on it it did the first couple of innings.
Here's the next pitch, and this one is a called strike.
As I say that, he throws one of the nicest tailored fastballs of the entire day.
Welcome to my world. I read the weather every day. 1-1 the count on Goebel. Here's the next pitch. There's a called strike on a breaking pitch. Caught the upper part of the strike zone. And it's 1-2.
Goebel's in for a fight here.
Yeah. Hamilton says, let's get the second out here. Goebel says, I want to just put it into play. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled out of play.
Good approach. All he was trying to do was hit the ball to the right side there. Ball to the right side gets a run home for Morrisonville.
Beautiful ballpark here at Morrisonville. They put so much work into this field over the years. and they take good care of it. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Goble. This one is down low, and it's 2-2. Andrew Skinner, the guy with two hits today, waiting on deck.
Maybe Skinner's been in there coaching up the rest of them. What are you seeing up there?
2-2 to count to Goble. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a ground ball right back to the pitcher. He looks the runner at third back, throws to first base. Good play by Andy Hamilton.
Great job. Look at that runner at third base, froze him, and it was able to have a plenty of time to spin and throw to first.
So Adam Deals at third, Dade Pitchford at second. Two down in the inning, and here's Skinner. He's 2-for-2 on the day with a run scored. That's with runners at second and third and two down. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, Morrisonville leading 2-0. Skinner's a junior, right-handed hitter, and backs out of the way for ball one.
Pawnee's coaching staff just shifted the entire Pawnee outfield about 20 steps to their right side, and they're playing Skinner to be a dead pull hitter here.
Hamilton checks the runners and delivers, swinging a ground ball to short. Fielded there by Ellis, throw to first base in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, a couple of hits, two left stranded. The Mohawks have stranded seven on the day. We played five innings here at Morrisonville. It's Morrisonville 2. Pawnee nothing. More baseball coming right up. Well, we've got Cardinals baseball coming up. Day game for you on Wednesday on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9. The Cardinals will wrap up their series with the Brewers, 11:20 pregame tomorrow on AM 1540, FM 106.9. Thursday, the Cardinals will be on the road to Cincinnati. It's a 4:45 pregame show. And then Thursday evening here on FM 106, we'll have high school softball from the Hillsboro Sports Complex as the Lady Hilltoppers play host to the Lincolnwood Lancers. That'll be a 7:30 broadcast Thursday evening right here on WSMI FM 106.1 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com.
How many folks have been to a Little League game where they've seen four walks in a game? I mean, that's pretty common, and then you get to the big leagues and you see that happen last night.
Mm-hmm. Pretty frustrating. You know, as a professional pitcher, you say, okay, there's another game tomorrow. And that's how you have to approach it.
Short memory.
Yeah. Trevor Granman is a batter. Swings and misses, and he's quickly in the hole, 0-2. He walked and was picked off. Here's the next pitch up high. That is 1-2. Zach Fisher to follow, and then back to the top of the batting order, and Andy Hamilton for Pawnee. Deal. Lines and fires, and a swing and a miss at a curveball, and down on strikes is Dranman. That is the ninth strikeout of the day for Deal. One down in the inning, and Fisher is the batter. Fisher drew a walk his first time up back in the third inning, so he bats with one down, nobody on, and Pawnee trailing 2-0. We are in the top of the sixth inning.
Fast moving game.
Here's a pitch from Deal. A swing and a miss, strike one. I was talking to your son Josh the other night, and we were called strike, comparing notes about how we listen to the broadcast of when the Lancers won the state tournament. I said, I like to turn up the, when it's warm, turn up the car speaker real loud. And a call of strike three on Zach Fisher. Two down in the inning. 10th strikeout of the day. He says he gets a kick out of listening to those. I said, you should.
A couple years ago at Christmas, we flipped on the computer and we had it playing in the background after we had all the presents open. We were eating breakfast and we just all sat there and smiled at each other.
And I said, have you memorized all my mistakes? Oh, my. 1-1 of a count on Hamilton. The next pitch is a called strike. It is 1-1.
He still insists that that big fly ball he hit in the championship game was fair, and so do you.
I do, too. That pitch was popped up to the right side and is going to drift out of play. In fact, that was the most exciting foul ball call I've ever had in my life. And leaning out the window, from my vantage point, it looked fair. But I couldn't believe they called it foul. But
from my vantage point, the dugout, the third base dugout, it also looked fair.
Yeah. But you had a better view than I did. Much better view. So, anyway, 1-2 the count to Hamilton. Here's the pitch. And this one back to the screen. And it's 2-2. Connor Henneman waiting on deck. Hamilton on the day, 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And this one is into the dirt. And the count is full. We are late in this ball game. It is in the top of the sixth inning.
It's getting late. It is.
2-0 lead for Morrisonville. Pawnee batting 2 down and nobody on. The 3-2 pitch is a shot to the second baseman, caught by Sean Goble.
Nice play, Sean.
The Blues could have used that kind of goaltending the other night.
That would have helped against the Avs.
So it's a 1-2-3 inning for Pawnee here in the top of the sixth. We go to the home half of the sixth. Morrisonville leads Pawnee 2-0. Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Morrisonville has a 2-0 lead. And it'll be Blake Delaney, Braden Lush, Sam Herman due up for the Mohawks. Delaney is 0-1 on the day and having been hit by a pitch.
We have seen 2 fantastic pitching performances today, T.
And we were just commenting about 1A baseball, and when you got some pitching, man, it's fun to watch.
It is. Pitcher can dominate this sport like no other.
1-0 the count to Delaney. He fouls this one back, and it's going to be out of play. 1-1. It was good to see Tim Crotterville and his dad, Roger. They stopped by and said hello. Good friends of mine and good people.
Quality, yep, absolutely.
Quality people. Tim, of course, the principal at Pawnee and football coach. And Pawnee does some co-oping with Lincolnwood with the girls' basketball program. And the call of strike, and it's 1-2 to Blake Delaney, the Morrisonville DH. Hamilton nods his head yes and delivers, and a swing and a miss and down on strikes. Delaney.
Dirty breaking ball.
Third strikeout of the day for Hamilton. 1 down, and Braden Lush will be the batter. Braden is 0-2. He's flown out to right, reached on a fielder's choice, and scored back when Sam Herman blasted one to the left field fence. And he pokes this one into left for a base hit.
High curve ball that didn't break enough, and he stayed back on that ball and just drove it right over the shortstop's head.
Hit number 6 for Morrisonville today, and here's Sam Herman. Sam with the 2 RBI double a couple innings ago with 2 outs. And he comes to the plate with a runner at first base and 1 down. Here's the pitch to Herman. And that one's a called strike. That one caught the inside corner, and it's 0-1.
It's human nature for a pitcher to kind of let up when they get in the bottom of the lineup, especially with the number 9 hitter. You've got someone with lightning in their bat like Sam down there. You can't let up.
Here's the next pitch. Herman swings and misses at a breaking pitch. The throw down to second is way off line. Sails into center field, but no further advance by Braden Lush. The center fielder, Cole Bland, did a good job of charging in. He and the right fielder, Speck, try and keep that base runner at second, which they did. 0-2 the count on Herman. And now Lush is at second base. A 2-0 lead for Morrisonville. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Who will the Indians have up? They'll have 2-3-4 due up.
Old Abner's done it again.
In the top of the seventh. And a called strike 3, and Herman is down on strikes. Strikeout number 4 on the day for Hendy Hamilton.
After Sam hit that fastball so well the previous innings back, he got nothing but a diet of curveballs on that at bat.
Absolutely. Not going to see that fastball, that's for sure. Here's Tanner Milburn. Tanner 0-3 on the day. Runner at second, 2 down, a 2-0 lead for Morrisonville. Milburn check swing, pitch goes low into the dirt for 1. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Morrisonville. They've stranded 7. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for Pawnee. They've stranded a base runner today.
One base runner. Just tells you how dominant Mr. Deal's been today.
He has been on his game today. 1 ball of a count to Milburn. Next pitch to Tanner. As a called strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. It's been a good strike zone today.
Yeah, Doug's up quality. Yeah. Out. There are umpires that I'm happy to see at the ballpark,
yes.
And there are umpires that I'm not. And Doug is one of the ones I was happy to see walk up today.
Here's the next pitch, a curveball hit to the right side, and the second baseman gobbles it up. Fisher's throw to first base in time, and Milberg is retired 4-3. In the inning, no runs, a base hit, a base runner stranded. 8 stranded on the day for Morrisonville. We go to the top of the 7th inning. Pawnee will have Henneman, Bland, and Cronaville do up. After 6 innings of play, it's Morrisonville 2. Pawnee nothing. Back with more in just a moment. Well, we go to the top of the 7th inning. Morrisonville leads Pawnee 2-0. And Pawnee has the number 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up. Connor Henneman, Jack Blinn, and Jack Cronaville. So this game is far from being over. Adam Deal back to the hill. He has struck out 10, walked 2 today. And Henneman has a base hit and is grounded out on the day. So he's 1-for-2 and takes the first pitch, a called strike on a breaking pitch, and it's 0-1. Thanks to our coaches today for their assistance. Here's the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 2.
Low and away, high and in, pitching 1-1.
Yep. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and down on strike, Henneman. And it's strikeout number 11 for Adam Deal. One down in the inning, and Jack Bland will be the batter. He has grounded out and struck out. Deal trying to throw a complete game here on a chilly afternoon. Bland's a junior, right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. This one misses up and away for ball one.
77 pitches through the game for Mr. Deal, and he's throwing at a 2-strike-to-1-ball clip right now, 67%.
Next pitch is a check swing, and that is a called strike, and it's 1-1. He's only issued 2 walks on the day, and I think he's only gone to 3-2 a couple of other times on the day.
Very, very efficient, which is the name of the game nowadays with pitch counts.
1-2 to count on Bland. Deal shooting for strikeout number 12, and he gets it. Called strike 3. And now Pawnee down to their last out. Jack Cronaville steps to the plate. Jack has struck out twice today. He bats with 2 down, nobody on. And Morrisonville leading Pawnee 2-0. Cronaville, the sophomore catcher. For Pawnee, here's the pitch to Jack, and the first pitch is up high for ball one.
Pair of sophomore catchers in the game today.
Mm-hmm. And both pretty good. Here's the next pitch. Jack swings and misses for strike 1. 1-1 on Cronaville. Cole Bland waiting on deck. If Jack can keep the inning alive, that would bring the tying run to the plate. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And now Morrisonville 1 away from the victory. We'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play the game coming up. At the conclusion of the broadcast, here's the 1-2 pitch. Just misses outside. And it's 2-2.
That was a pitcher's pitch. Tried to get in the chase on that 2-strike count.
Got 2-2 on the hitter. 2 outs.
Cronaville digs back in. Deal gets his sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Call strike 3 on a curveball, and that ends the ball game. 13 strikeouts on the day for Adam Deal, and Morrisonville wins this ball game 2-0. We'll come back with a wrap-up, and our Diamonds and Dogs play the ball game right after these messages.